K-State Nation, what up? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State, Kansas City, Missouri. Friday, June 7th, 2024. I'm trying to hold my excitementness because last night's KC Metro, we're getting all that this weekend on the podcast. Oh my goodness. Really, that's a cliffhanger right now. Yeah, coming off of a tremendous performance and tremendous night across the board for yours truly. We'll get into that this weekend on this podcast. But we're going to stay on the running front on another end of the spectrum here and look at, kind of go back a little bit to K-State track and field. They competed this week in the NCAA championships on the very first day. The K-State men 4x4 back on Wednesday hit the track with Nen Metlock, Jamie Omala, Tyreek Lewis, and the veteran Kyle Gale. They came in 22nd place overall with a 3:08 there. I don't know. Well, Hannah Stewart competed yesterday, so I don't know where she stacked in that there as well. So I wanted just to bring up at least a little bit of what's going on with K-State on the track and field side of things. So yeah, K-State 4x4, just outside of the top 20 in the NCAA championship. I don't know. Well, apparently, with what's going on, with what happened with Hannah Stewart in a steeplechase yesterday. So we'll get more information on that, and as soon as I can get it, of course, we will get you all squared away this weekend on podcasts, like the postcast of Super Regionals, K-State, already in Charlottesville. Game one tonight, both games on ESPNU. Game one tonight at 6 against 12th-seeded Virginia in for a right this weekend for K-State to make a trip to Omaha. But we got unfinished business here tonight. Obviously, coming off of a regional where they swept each team, right? They brought the broom to the Fayetteville Regional. Let's recap that real quick, just for a minute, right? You blow out Louisiana Tech, all over Louisiana Tech, right? Then, in a hostile environment, Arkansas, you take them down, over 11,000-plus people in that place. You take them down in the late innings. And then your offense carries you right through SEMO. Now, tonight, you want to, obviously, it's been a few days, and you worry about that. You worry about that, the travel, the days off. But this team, by now, K-State Nation, better be paying much attention to it now, folks. Virginia, obviously, you just beat the fifth-ranked team in the nation in Arkansas last weekend, right? So, I'm not saying, I'm not going here and try to toot my own horn and being all cocky and all that, but I'm just saying, you know, any kind of performance, whether it was last night, the KC Metro Mile for myself, the K-State baseball team upsetting favorite Arkansas, right? Any one of those type of performances, right, gives you that boost, that confidence. Hey, we can come in here and play with you guys. And they played against this team early this year. I believe that. It was Clemson. So it was not Virginia. Now that I think about it, it was Clemson and Tennessee. Yeah, not Virginia. So yeah, it was the other ACC opponent, Clemson. So I thought we played Virginia earlier this year. Maybe I'm still right on that, but yeah, I do remember that is right now, because we played Clemson and lost to them and lost to Tennessee, but not by much, really. So this team, if they're heads on straight, Pete Hughes and the company, Kalen Culpepper, is him. If they get the same Kalen Culpepper like they did in Fayetteville Regional, they can go a long, long way. But obviously, you need your other cast of characters to play well as well. The Brennan Joneses of the world, right? Who got on base a ton. Jaden Parsons, that I come to think of, right? Those type of guys that need to step up to the plate and deliver, right? So huge game and huge step here. Obviously, K-State 2 wins away from a trip to the College World Series, and I was right. So the time machine, staying with K K-State baseball. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here on this Friday edition of the podcast. So look, I caught a time frame on social media, K-State social media. It was 2013, yeah. And funny enough, the same opponent that K-State just upset last week was the last trip K-State went to Super Regional. They beat Arkansas at home. We beat Arkansas at Tony Family Stadium. I didn't remember that until looking at K-State social media yesterday. So we own Arkansas in the postseason. So there you go on that. But now we got to turn our attention to Virginia. A three games, best of two of three tonight. Game two tomorrow afternoon at two Central Time, 3 Eastern Time over there in Charlottesville. So I watch Virginia. They know how to play postseason baseball. Obviously, time and time again, we have seen them in the spot. Talking about Virginia, anyways. Now, but Virginia, you know they're gonna have a crowd as well. So for sure, because in the past, watching them in this type of setting, they always bring the noise as well. So K-State, no stranger to that. It's not gonna intimidate them one bit. So I'm excited this weekend for the series. We'll see what goes down tomorrow. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, and obviously game three if necessary. Hopefully, we'll be on the good side of that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. Game one of the series on Barinima, I believe. If the trend continued for Pete Hughes, I wouldn't mess with it. On Barinima would start game one tonight, and you would save your best arm, Jackson Whitworth, for tomorrow afternoon's game. And I'm not no manager, but I'm just saying. So we'll see you tonight. K-State going against Virginia for Wright. Best 2 of 3 series. And, of course, the 4x4 on the track for K-State men's, anyways, came in 22nd this week in the NCAA championships. And, of course, we'll have more on this weekend. Trying to get my voice back. But speaking of valiant performances, you're surely put down a hell of a performance last night. I'm going back in to work. It's at least it's Friday, right? But I talk about momentum swings. Yeah, yours truly put it down in KC Metro Mind. Big thanks to them again. I want to shout them out again. Even though, no, they're not the actual sponsor, but we've been promoting them on this podcast for the last couple of weeks. This podcast brought to you by the KC Metro Mile. Last night, I did not stay for the last event, which was the High School Boys Elite. I had to go home because I thought I was going to get sick. I thought I was going to get sick. So I had to bounce out. Unfortunately, did not see that, but holy smokes. Wow, we saw some tremendous individual performances. My teammates did a tremendous job. A lot of PRs across the board. Yours truly got it done as well. Again, I will touch on base on that this weekend here on this podcast. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports and yay. Wherever podcasts are found, are free and available daily. We didn't record yesterday, so I was kind of in focus mode for last night's performance. So that's why I could have, but decided not to. And to take a back seat for a little bit. But we're back on, and now the focus shifts to Kansas State baseball. Can they get off to another good start? But they got another challenge, another big hurdle. Back in the Super Regionals again for the third time in K-State history. Can they do it tonight against Virginia? Well, let's find out. And of course, I better not leave this off the table. Podbean, Greer 380's podcast, over on Podbean, the extra channel here. We will have something on that soon, whether that's me or my co-host Alex Aiden for the postcast of football and some of basketball and other things like that. But we'll definitely get Alex back on very soon out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Enjoy your Friday. Get hyped up for some K-State baseball tonight over Super Regional against 12th-ranked Virginia. This has been another edition of Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!